I'm Dong Yixian from Tejon Poteng in South Korea. My work is a joint work with Seoul National University in South Korea. So we are our work is to optimize IO storage, IO performance in low latency storage class memory. So before we start starting the presentation, I will introduce our company for a clear explanation. So Tejon Poteng is a Korean startup company. We made a storage server using a new semiconductor technology, including DRAM SSD, flash SSD, and storage class memory, and even hard disk in hybrid manners. So we have our own system integration technology from hardware, FPGA firmware, and even system software. Yes, as you know, there is a very high demand in recent computer systems. In social network service and cloud platform, internal security service provider had a high and increasing IO demand from clients from PC, laptop, and mobile devices. Even these desktop users have often complained about their long application loading time and slow booting time due to their slow hard disk drives. Yeah, fortunately for us, new technology, new semiconductor technology, including PCM, MLAM, RLAM, are on the horizon. We call them storage class memory, well known as solid state disk. Storage class memory has good features which can be deployed as a disk drive replacement as well as scalable main memory architecture. So these good features include high performance, especially for small random I/O case, and high robustness, that is write endurance, and the archival capability and low cost, which must have features on secondary storage. Yes, of course, there's no free lunch for this ultra latency device. So we had a frustrated on our DRAM disk at first. Application performance has not increased as much as the high performance of underlying storage class memory. So, as you know, as you can guess in this picture, there are long and complex storage stack in modern OS. So, for decades, this storage stack has been optimized for underlying slow hard disk drive to bridge the gap in performance between main memory and the hard disk drive. So some people are on the same page on that. So from MS SSD, high performance SSD, to fast when polling is better than interrupts. So they are in to sum up, the they made the storage stack in modern OS to synchronous IO paths. So first, they use polling-based interface instead of interrupt, because interrupt overhead are known to has a high overhead, and then they tried to remove delayed execution, including IO scheduling on software IRQ handling, and the process scheduling. We call them as a sync plus poll. Yeah. Our previous work is to mitigate per request latency using temporal merge based on the sync plus poll techniques. So we tried to get high throughput on storage class memory. Temporal merge, called temporal merge is try to combine multiple non-contiguous requests into one large request within a short time windows, and so we could achieve a near peak device throughput even for a small random I/O workload. There are two types of temporal merge. The first, the synchronous version of temporal merge takes advantage of balance between synchronous I/O paths and batching I/O. In synchronous temporal merge, several concurrent I/O thread. Concurrent I/O thread, the request can be merged in within a short time window. So, synchronous temporal merge has a good impact on the blocking I/O, especially. We also proposed asynchronous temporal merge. Asynchronous temporal merge take advantage of maximizing I/O batching even if the concurrence level is low. So, this approach has a good impact on when the concurrence level is low. For example, page flush daemon thread is in modern virtual file system in modern OS is set to 1 or 2. So they iteratively flush the dirty page into the hard device driver, block level device driver. So using a synchronous temporal merge, we can improve the hardware I/O throughput in this case too. In this work, we are back to the latency again. So in this paper, we tried to minimize per request latency again on the basis of sync plus pull and the temporal merging. So our goal is to achieve high throughput and as well as low latency, application high throughput and low latency as much as device real throughput. There are some issues on polling-based storage class memory interfaces. So it is our motivation of our work. So as you know, there is a shortened gap in performance between memory and storage class memory device. So memory access time becomes no longer a negligible amount of time compared to the low latency of a storage class memory device. However, traditional I/O interface based on interrupts make the memory operations to be serialized. So that means that a single compression signal isn't given only if after all merged pages are read or written in the device. For example, in a serial ATA interface, native comment queuing features, we call AHCI. It has an interrupt coalescing scheme. So based on based on native command queue. So they coalescing interrupts, multiple interrupts within a predefined time interval, and they merge the interrupt to reduce the interrupt overhead respectively. So these memory operations include a mapping. So the serialized memory operations include a mapping, a memory mapped for DMA transfer, and updating memory region to notify I/O completion to I/O waiting process, and freeing the memory region after I/O completion. We call them post-I/O processing. Another issue is polling is not a free lunch, as you can guess. Polling interval is directly related to the response time of I/O request. So at a first sight, you can guess a short or no interval has a good impact on the response time. But device polling incurs a DMA transfer from storage class memory register to the host memory. So very short or no interval between polls impose a heavy burden on the storage channel, especially it lead to contention with the data transfer from device to host. That is a lead case. So it lead to channel contention. So naive fixed interval polling can even degrade I/O performance. Yeah, you know this graph, what the graph means. This graph shows a relation between fixed interval polling and the device latency. So at first time, with no interval polling, doesn't have a good latency compared to the interval with a 3 or 2 microseconds. So we can conclude, show the fixed interval polling with a short or no interval has no good impact on the device latency. Our solution is very simple and direct. So we adjust interval of polling using a response time predictions. So by adjusting polling interval, we reduce unnecessary polling and avoid the channel contention with data transfer. So for this, we need to predict response time of a storage class memory device accurately. So storage class memory module itself has a uniform access latency, which is independent of access patterns. Random sequential is the same. For example, the phase change memory from Samsung or Micron, so has a data sheet is show their memory access time is very uniform. But there are some issues related to unpredictability in storage class memory as used as an I/O device. So they include queuing, caching, buffering, overriding, and array architecture. So difficult to predict storage class memory accurately. It's true. A simple variabling technique, simple variabling technique like a start gap and a security refresh resulting from overwritability in PCM can improve predictability in storage class memory performance. Yes. Other than flash, it don't need to. Garbage collection. So, and we have expect response time of PCM as a bimodal distribution when it has a cache or buffer memory. So one important thing, we don't have to predict, we don't have predict exactly the latency of a storage class memory device. We can try twice or three times. It's OK. But it can more reduce device latency. Our second solution is called pipelined post-IO processing to address a problem of a serialized memory operation. We call serialized post-IO processing. So it allows both IO processing in storage class memory device and post-IO processing in host OS to run in parallel. For this, we propose new IO interface between host OS and storage class memory device, which is called page unit IO completion acknowledge. This new interface allows the storage class memory device notify an IO completion page rather than send IO completion event after all merge requests are handled. For clear explanation, we illustrate a simple example. So, drawing. So, we assume that there is one request A with a four page merged with a temporal merge using temporal merge or a traditional spatial merge. So, we do a scatter-gather IO. So, in traditional serialized post-IO processing, storage class memory controller notify IO completion act if all pages are transferred to the host memory or the all page is written to the storage class memory device. So in this case, the IO post IO processing be serialized. But using a pipeline post IO processing, so the situation is different. So the data transfer is done in the page level or of half a kilobyte level. So storage class memory controller can send a page unit IO completion ACK to host OS when if the page is handled in the device. So we can compare the serialized and pipeline post-IO processing, assuming that a request merged with end page is issued. So as you can see in the table, so the capital T means IO processing time per page, and tau means post-IO processing time per page. So we can reduce as much as n minus 1 tau times, so we can improve the latency up to this amount of time. So, and we can also reduce the per page response time, so up to m minus k capital T. So, as a okay. To evaluate performance, we use our vendor specific DRAM SSD. It has a registered DIMM type DDR3 memory, multiple DDR3 memory, totally 64 gigabytes connected by PCI Express Gen 2X 4 channel, where its peak device throughput is 1.4 gigabyte per second, and with a flash EMMC backup and battery backed up. Yes, for emergency case. It takes about 5 to 7 microseconds for reading a single page and 10 to 15 microseconds for writing a single page, which consider hardware and system level parallelization for PCM devices. Yes, there's a picture of our band specific DRAM SSD. We evaluate performance using a FIO benchmark with a configuration of 16 thread and 4 gigabyte pile per thread and 16 gigabyte main memory. So as you can see in the graph, so we test for variable I/O patterns. So we can get to, we can obtain achieve the usable application thread performance up to as much as a peak device performance. So we analyze the performance evaluation of FIO. So we can observe two facts using from the graph. The first one is the performance gain is high on lead case. It is because of first I/O processing for lead in our device driver spend more CPU time than that of lights. Yes, yeah, to map the DMA memory, spend more CPU time for lead case, and the dynamic interval pooling reduces the channel contention between data lead and register lead. And second observation is the number of paces merged with synchronous temporal merge increased from 6.4 to 7.5 in request in average using our approach. So our schemes improve the responsiveness of I/O request as well as device throughput. Next evaluation is performance evaluation using a benchmark SQL, so TPCC like OLTP benchmark. We learned benchmark SQL using PostgreSQL DB with compilation of 320 warehouses. Next slide. We analyze performance evaluation of an OLTP case. So influence, we also can two observations from the graph. So we can achieve a much higher peak throughput at more higher load. So as you can see in the table, we can merge more pages temporally on higher level concurrency. Performance is we can increase up to 43,000 TPMC in 16 terminals. Yeah. And second observation is there is no performance gain in low load in four terminal case. It is due to no or little chance of temporal merging. In conclusion, we can achieve user level application performance as much as device peak throughput and latency using our dynamic interval pooling and pipeline post-IO processing. Our lesson is a simple change in IO interfaces of new storage class memory device provide a significant performance gain in terms of latency as well as throughput. Okay, thank you for listening.
So we have time for a couple questions.
Hi, Peter Desnoyers, Northeastern. I was curious, so it is interesting that you see basically bus contention, PCI contention, when you're doing polling. So what I was wondering here was there's a number of options for avoiding that polling by polling within memory. So if the device were to merely DMA its status into memory, the CPU could poll without even any memory traffic.
Yes.
And use a write memory write invalidate to update that. That would seem to eliminate.
Yes, it's a good point.
Problem.
Yeah. So yeah, in our configuration, so polling is driven from host OS device driver. So, but as you said, so the polling is so host OS device driver can poll just a memory map to device register, and device controller change the state of update that memory. Okay, right.
So that would be a device register, not memory.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Okay.
We will try to that.
Okay.
Test.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for good advice.
Hi, Paul von Samus with Fujitsu. In your performance gain, did you analyze what was had the best effect, the interval polling or the pipelining?
We don't have any.
Had like a 50% gain, 10% of it, half of that was interval polling. I would think that interval polling would work when the higher the merge.
Yeah.
And, the post-processing, pipelining would be with the higher the merge, it would be the greater the gain.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay.
Yeah, so one comment is, even if we improve the latency using a pipeline post processing, but there are long latency in the virtual file system layer and in storage stack. We didn't modify, get rid of all of the storage stack in our this work. So this performance gain in from the pipelining is disappeared from the long complex story level. Okay? Yeah. Thank you.
Again, I'm Myung Soo Jung, coming from the University of Texas at Dallas. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate your presentation because it's a real world problem. The one of the questions that I have is, could you dynamically change the speculated latencies for the polling? So you're gonna speculate the latencies and gonna poll the data, polling the devices, right? So could you change such things in dynamic fashion? I mean, because the different page change limits or NAND flash or other devices have a latency variation at the device level. Mm-hmm. So it will change the other things in a long time. So could you change it in a long time? Could you change the such speculated latencies at
using a flash or?
I mean, in your drivers, in the host side driver, you change such things at a long time?
Yeah, we change it in a long time. So
okay.
It's applied to our DRAM SSD, but we also we are making
that kind of thing.
PCM, real PCM FPGA board.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a plan to do the apply the dynamic polling in
okay,
that
got it.
But
okay, got it.
It is not useless. It is useless for, I think it is useless for NAND flash. It is because it is a very variable.
The phase change limit also have a different types of multi-level cell. So the latency is also very different based on the device level type.
Yeah.
And the phase change limit have a different interfaces like LPDDR2 or the NOI interface type. You could change such things at a long time so that you can appropriately polling the data from your phase change limit platform, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Michael Condit, NetApp. Perhaps this question is outside the scope of your talk, but you seem to be assuming that PCM, which is byte addressable memory only an order of magnitude slower than DRAM, will be packaged as a block-based I/O device. Why shouldn't we just put it on the memory bus and then we don't have to do any of this?
Yes. Yeah. It could. Yes. Is our final goal. so our team, as Myung Soo said, we use the LPDDR2 interface. So it's hard work to make a controller, memory controller for PCM to put into replace the main memory, right? Correct? Yeah, so. It remains a very big work to make a memory controller for PCM. I know it's a very hard work, yes.
When you see the JDAM, it's just required 5 cycles to the DRAM access, but the patient one is different. So we need to call in whatever you do. If
Well, nobody implements polling software for accessing DRAM with load and store instructions.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah.
Right. So what you're saying is this is hard and we should just wait for Intel to do it.
All right, let's thank our speaker once more.